my uncle and his wife and their four kids. He was a rough carpenter, and I grew up in South Texas, and he lived between Corpus Christi and Laredo, Texas, in a small town, and there was very little construction that went on there, so he was unable to find work much of the year. And he joined the migrant stream and started taking my cousins from deep south Texas to north Texas, Arkansas, to work in fruits and tomatoes and things, and then finished their seasonal march up in Michigan. Usually in Michigan, September, October, they'd turn around and come back, and my cousins would join school in session. And so on. And this was, you know, something I observed when I was 8, 9, 10 years old, and had said something to my father at some point when I was around 10 years old about, you know, how my cousins were living the life, you know, gypsies and traveling and seeing the world and seeing the country. And I was stuck in school in deep south Texas all that time. To which he said, you know, you're very naive and ignorant of the fact that it's not an easy life.
Daniel Adalberto Benavides is an outreach specialist at Blue Ridge Community Health Services in Hendersonville, North Carolina. He's been there for 25 years, but he has an even longer history with migrant farm workers. I asked him to talk about how he got started in this work.
So in 2 years later, when I was 12 years old in 1966, my father took myself and three of my brothers to Cesar Chavez's march to Austin, Texas. And on Labor Day 1966, Cesar led approximately 8,000 or 10,000 people in a large march and rally on the steps of the Capitol in Texas, in favor of farm worker rights. And that was really the beginning of what I consider my enlightenment regarding farm worker issues.
A young Benavides started to understand farm labor as work, and as work whose conditions needed improvement.
We used to write, when I was 15, 16, 17 years old, we used to write the union in La Paz, California, and ask them for flyers or anything that we could distribute at our local civil rights events and stuff, because we wanted to promote the health and rights of farm workers in our region. And so when we were in social studies classes in high school, our teacher said, well, gosh, you're the only people doing this around our area. So, yes, you can take half a day off with my permission from school and go to this rally or that rally at the college and our local colleges and things and promote, you know, farm worker rights and stuff. So
I asked Benavides if any patients stood out in his memory, and he told me the story of his first AIDS patient.
It was a seasonal farm worker who had been in our area and stayed in our area for several years, and rotated between landscaping and harvesting. Did harvesting a significant time out of the year of tomatoes, mostly in vegetables, and then did landscaping and other things, a little carpentry and stuff around that. HIV positive and full-blown AIDS with case of tuberculosis on top of that. I worked with him and Western North Carolina Community Health Services in Asheville, referred to as Wenches, took him on as a patient because they have HIV specialists working there. So I case managed him through a couple of years of case management and getting him on his medications regimen and everything. And in the process of that, you know, he had relapses, started drinking again, and left his medications regimen. And then we started him all over again. He had a death in his family. He went to Mexico and was gone for 3 months. And Wenches had arranged for exactly 90 days worth of medications for him to travel with all the way to Mexico to see his family and come back. And he got back like at day 89 and had followed his regimen, his second batch of medications all through that time.
Thanks for joining us for this podcast from the North Carolina Community Health Center Association. I'm Leslie Walcott, and I look forward to spending more time with you again soon.